All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. I appreciate the fact that you could come despite the weather. And though we're a few minutes behind schedule, we'll just go right ahead and get started. I want to just say a word of thanks again to you all for coming out for the concert. I'm thankful that in our church we have a number of ladies, these four up here, as well as a number of young people in the back who are consistent about ministering the word to us through song. And I'd like to introduce these ladies in the front here in just a moment, and then you'll get to meet the other folks when they come up as well. But first on our list is Mrs. Rebecca Mayer. She recently graduated from Cleveland Institute of Music, majoring in piano performance. She also plays the violin, and you will hear some of both of those this evening. Second on the list is my wife, Mrs. Naomi Postiff, graduated in 1998 from the University of Michigan with a Bachelor of Music in Vocal Performance and Music Education. I should also add that she is better than 8 months pregnant, so if there's a little hiccup in one of the notes, you'll know why. But pray for her as she participates with us this evening. Miss Anna Widgen is presently a senior at the University of Michigan studying in the area of linguistics and has been singing in our church since she was a little girl. I wonder how old she was, brother, when she first sang. I'm looking at our deacon way in the back there. He could probably tell us, but we're thankful for her ministry as well to us. And then finally, Miss Michelle Yanga, another pianist in our church, is a graduate of Bob Jones. She also gives private piano lessons, although I didn't ask her if she wanted the free advertising this evening, but she also does that. And then also the children's choir for our church will be giving a number of numbers tonight. And all of these folks regularly minister in the church, and we're thankful for them. I want to just mention also, by way of thanks, that the instrument that you see here in the center is a Yamaha 5'8" C2 concert grand piano. We were able to purchase that with a number of generous gifts from some of the folks that are here tonight, as well as through the church last April, April this year. We did that from King's Keyboard House, and they've done a fine job of maintaining that for us. And so we're thankful for that fine instrument to be able to use this evening. I'd like to ask a couple of things of you folks just to help the program run smoothly. If you have an electronic tether, if you would please turn that off, that would be helpful. By that I mean a beeper, a pager, a cell phone, a laptop computer, or any other such thing. We'd appreciate that so there wouldn't be any interruptions. Also, we'd like to ask if you would hold your applause until the end of the program so things will move along smoothly as well. And then after the program this evening, we're going to have a light reception just down the hallway in the room you saw decorated with the tables there. And we'd like to invite you to stay with us for that as well. We have a lot of treats, it looks like, that need to be eaten before we leave this place. So also, hopefully you received a copy of the printed program, which I have a copy of here. I think most of you have. We've printed words for the songs or poems that have been put to music. And I hope that you will be able to follow along with that, and that will help you as you listen to the music. Tonight's program is divided into four segments. Each segment deals with a different aspect of the character or work of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first section of the program, the focus is on the role of Jesus Christ in the miraculous creation of the world and all things that are in it. So, I say here in our program, the first three songs express thanksgiving and praise for the common graces that the Lord gives to all humankind. Before we move right into the music portion of the program, I'd just like to read a number of Bible verses that have to deal with this subject, and then we'll go to the music, and I'll have some comments interspersed throughout the program as we transition between musicians here. But I'd just like to read a few verses just to highlight the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is was in history the creator of the universe. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Colossians adds to this, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist." The Psalms add this, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever, you covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good." So now I'd like to invite our musicians to begin the program. First, Rebecca and Naomi and Anna, please come. We look forward to your ministry tonight.
Joy of human love,
the joy of
Thank you very much. As we move into the second segment, we will hear about Jesus as the one who was prophesied to come as the Savior of the world. With his coming, he would bring deliverance from enemies, from death in the grave, from Satan, from injustice, in short, all the problems that we face even down to this very day. Because God promised this so many hundreds of years in advance of the coming of the Messiah, as he is called, it became the central hope for the people of the God in the Old Testament. Listen to some more of what the Bible said 700 years before his coming. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Another passage. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat hay like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Won't that be something to rejoice about? Think of the Jewish people waiting for the coming of that Messiah as you hear this first piece by Rebecca, and then two more after that, and then I'll have some more comments for you. Please, Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you.
of notes on those pages that she is playing. Wow. Next, we have a song that Rebecca is going to play. And it's very familiar to us at this Christmas season, but I want you to think about it in a different way than maybe you have before. It speaks of a future time when our world will be delivered from the curse of sin by its Creator. He will come to reign as King over all of the earth. So actually, it doesn't refer to the first time that Jesus came, but the second, a time which is yet future, but the song speaks of it in such certain terms that it's looking at it as if it's happening right now at the moment, and calling for all of the earth to rejoice that its Creator has come. Let's listen. Thank you again. We're now at the third segment of the program, and we hear in this segment about how Jesus was God, but in addition, he took on human flesh. We saw that the scriptures foretold of Jesus coming many years before he actually came. They speak of his incarnation and birth, predicting even his birthplace, the manner of his birth, his lineage, his dwelling place, his ministry, his death by crucifixion, and his resurrection. Some more Bible texts tell us, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The Bible also tells us, "In the beginning, again, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I'd like to invite you ladies again to come and minister in song. Thank you.
From death I'm free, I'll sing.
In the fourth section of our program tonight, we learn about Jesus as the Redeemer. And this is really where we've kind of been moving through the first three parts of the program. Not only did Jesus create the world, not only was it predicted that he would come into the world to deliver it from its evils, not only did he come in human flesh, But he also did so for a very personal reason. You. It's easy to overlook this truth, I think. Many in our world, I'm afraid, have because of the wonder of the idea of joy to the world. The Lord has come. You know, let earth receive her king, as if all will receive her king. Well, it's not that way. And really, the most important element of Christmas, the Christ of Christmas, is that he came to die for you. Not just for all of the ills of the world in a general way, but for you as an individual person. There was an individual necessity for his coming. Listen to the text of Scripture. It says, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. It tells us that in doing this, Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Why did he go through all of this humiliation and suffering? The angel told Joseph that it was to save his people from their sins. It was to provide you with a way, the only way, to be delivered from your own sins. The Bible also tells us, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now the Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Good news indeed. Listen to this rendition. Now there were in the same country shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And so with that, I'd like to invite our children's choir to come again and to let us listen with that thought in mind that he died for you. Finally, this evening, the Bible pictures our God as one who seeks sinners out on the rugged mountains of a sinful life. And He is so glad when He finds one. And so are all those that have been found before. Listen, the Scriptures tell us the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. I might add, the 99 is only hypothetical. There are no such people. All are called to repentance. Let's listen about the joy of heaven at the salvation of a soul as we close our program tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming tonight. Let's give these ladies a hand. And we cannot forget the children's choir. All right. Excellent. Thank you again. We are so thankful for that stirring ministry of music. And I just want to remind you about the program one more time. It was designed this way to take us through a whole flow of thought, really, from beginning to end, from creation to redemption, and our part in that, and how the Lord has given himself for us. The Christ of Christmas asks you to turn away from anything else to him alone for your salvation. I trust that you will do that if you have not done so already. He will be your Savior and Redeemer if you'll have him, and I pray that you will. Let me have a word of prayer and then remind you as we close that you're invited to stay for our time of refreshments just down the hall, and we'll get started with that right away. And thank you again for coming tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this ministry of music that has stirred our thoughts and our souls to worship and honor you. We pray that indeed, if there are some here today that have not known you personally, they will know the Lord of glory, the Christ of Christmas, the one who came, the creator of all, to die for all, that he might give life to those who would believe. Lord, we ask for your help in this matter, in the hearts and lives of each of us tonight. Thank you again for the talent and gifts that you have given to our assembly. And we pray especially in thanks for these children who have sung so nicely and have practiced so many long hours for this seemingly so short of a time this evening. It's just flown by. And we thank you, Lord, also for Rebecca and Naomi and for Michelle and Anna. These have been such a blessing to us. And we ask that you bless their ministry and their efforts to all of us this evening. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.